USDA's all seeds and crops outlook has just been released by the Economic Research Service. It shows now that Georgia, Florida, Alabama, and all the nation will end up with 3,113,500 tons of peanuts this year. That's a 20% increase over last year, which was about 2,605. Now, that means that we'll have excess peanuts this coming year. They're estimating on the domestic market that the market will be up 3% for peanuts. Right now, we're running 5% with a good showing by peanut butter. On exports, exports are expected to be 500,000 plus tons and an increase of 2.2% according to USDA. And right now, we're running 10% after 10 months of the marketing year. So overall, it looks like we're going to have an excess problem. And that means next year we'll have an end in stocks of 1,297,500 tons. We need about 500,000 to fill the pipeline, and that's going to be 700,000 to 800,000 tons too many, and that means the 2016 crop of peanuts will be hard to find a contract. But that's what has been released by USDA in the Supply and Disappearance Management. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.